This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. What would you like to drink? 2. What shall we do this evening? 3. What do you enjoy most about where you live? 4. Where is the football stadium? 5. How long have you been learning to cook? 6. Is this T-shirt included in the sale? 7. Would you like to play hockey with us? 8. Do you know a good place to go running? 9. Which meal would you recommend? 10. Can I book 2 tickets for the concert, please? Now listen to the sentences again. 1. What would you like to drink? 2. What shall we do this evening? 3. What do you enjoy most about where you live? 4. Where is the football stadium? 5. How long have you been learning to cook? 6. Is this T-shirt included in the sale? 7. Would you like to play hockey with us? 8. Do you know a good place to go running? 9. Which meal would you recommend? 10. Can I book 2 tickets for the concert, please? Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hey, Jess. You won't believe the amazing time I had on that nature weekend.
Oh, really, Sophie? Where did you go?
It was in the mountains. The hotel was surrounded by trees and had a stunning lake. It felt so peaceful being far away from the city traffic.
Sounds delightful. What did you do there?
We did lots of things, There were yoga sessions every morning by the lake, which was perfect for getting in touch with nature.
That sounds incredible. Did you go hiking too?
Yes, we hiked along a beautiful path around a waterfall. The view was incredible, and we even had a picnic there.
Wow, I can picture it. Did you meet anyone interesting?
Yes, I met a lovely woman named Maria. We talked about hiking and shared travel stories over dinner one night. It was raining, which made it feel cosy.
Sounds charming. What about the food?
All the meals they served were lovely. I tried an amazing tuna salad and enjoyed fresh fruit and yogurt. It was a delightful break from the fast food I usually eat.
Sounds like a perfect getaway. How did you feel when you got back?
I thought I might feel tired, but I returned feeling relaxed and inspired. It was a great escape from daily life.
I might need to join you next time.
You should. It's the perfect opportunity to reconnect with nature and enjoy the beauty of our countryside. I will send you the link to the website. Have a look and we can book it.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hey Jess, you won't believe the amazing time I had on that nature weekend.
Oh really, Sophie? Where did you go?
It was in the mountains. The hotel was surrounded by trees and had a stunning lake. It felt so peaceful being far away from the city traffic.
Sounds delightful. What did you do there?
We did lots of things. There were yoga sessions every morning by the lake, which was perfect for getting in touch with nature.
That sounds incredible. Did you go hiking too?
Yes, we hiked along a beautiful path around a waterfall. The view was incredible, and we even had a picnic there.
Wow, I can picture it. Did you meet anyone interesting?
Yes, I met a lovely woman named Maria. We talked about hiking and shared travel stories over dinner one night. It was raining, which made it feel cosy.
Sounds charming. What about the food?
All the meals they served were lovely. I tried an amazing tuna salad and enjoyed fresh fruit and yogurt. It was a delightful break from the fast food I usually eat.
Sounds like a perfect getaway. How did you feel when you got back?
I thought I might feel tired, but I returned feeling relaxed and inspired. It was a great escape from daily life.
I might need to join you next time.
You should. It's the perfect opportunity to reconnect with nature and enjoy the beauty of our countryside. I will send you the link to the website. Have a look and we can book it.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, I'm Peter from the National Trust. Today, I'm interviewing a truly remarkable woman. She has just climbed Scafell Pike, the tallest mountain in England, for the first time at 78 years old. Kathleen, how was the experience?
The climb was both tough and exhausting, yet worthwhile.
What made you want to do the challenge?
I've had both of my knees replaced, so I wanted to see what my body was capable of. At first, it felt crazy to attempt such a climb at my age, but the emotional reward was superb.
Amazing. Were there any moments when you wanted to turn back?
Oh yes, many times. The path up had lots of rocks, which added an extra layer of challenge to the climb. The unpredictable weather was tough too. It became stormy and that tested my determination.
What kept you going?
My walking group. They are a wonderful bunch of women who encouraged me every step of the way. They never needed to help me physically, but there were moments when I felt hopeless. So they sang songs to keep me going. The support of these friends made all the difference.
How was it when you got to the top?
At the summit, I was filled with a feeling of joy, which made the tough journey worthwhile. It was a reminder that age should not limit our ambitions.
Have you learned anything from this challenge?
Yes, absolutely. For me, the experience served as a great reminder of what we can achieve. Climbing Scafell Pike was not just a physical challenge, it was a celebration of life and the beauty that surrounds us. I would encourage everyone to plan their own adventures, no matter what age you are.
Thank you, Kathleen. Enjoy a well-earned rest.
I will.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, I'm Peter from the National Trust. Today, I'm interviewing a truly remarkable woman. She has just climbed Scafell Pike, the tallest mountain in England, for the first time at 78 years old. Kathleen, how was the experience?
The climb was both tough and exhausting, yet worthwhile.
What made you want to do the challenge?
I've had both of my knees replaced, so I wanted to see what my body was capable of. At first, it felt crazy to attempt such a climb at my age, but the emotional reward was superb.
Amazing. Were there any moments when you wanted to turn back?
Oh yes, many times. The path up had lots of rocks, which added an extra layer of challenge to the climb. The unpredictable weather was tough too. It became stormy and that tested my determination.
What kept you going?
My walking group. They are a wonderful bunch of women who encouraged me every step of the way. They never needed to help me physically, but there were moments when I felt hopeless. So they sang songs to keep me going. The support of these friends made all the difference.
How was it when you got to the top?
At the summit, I was filled with a feeling of joy, which made the tough journey worthwhile. It was a reminder that age should not limit our ambitions.
Have you learned anything from this challenge?
Yes, absolutely. For me, the experience served as a great reminder of what we can achieve. Climbing Scafell Pike was not just a physical challenge, it was a celebration of life and the beauty that surrounds us. I would encourage everyone to plan their own adventures, no matter what age you are.
Thank you, Kathleen. Enjoy a well-earned rest.
I will.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3, Broadcasts. You will hear 2 broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast 1. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Attention all enthusiastic and confident young witches and wizards. We are searching for the next Harry, Ron and Hermione for a new Harry Potter TV series, and you could be a part of this exciting project. If you'll be aged between 9 and 11 by April and live in the UK or Ireland, we'd love for you to audition. To enter, send us 2 videos by Halloween. In the first video, perform a short 30-second poem or story, Make it fun, bold, and full of energy. Speak clearly and confidently. In the second video, talk about yourself. Wear whatever you like, but make sure the video shows your head and shoulders clearly against a plain background. Remember, a great audition will show off your unique personality and enthusiasm. For more details, visit www.warnerbrothers.com. Good luck, future Hogwarts stars.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
Attention all enthusiastic and confident young witches and wizards. We're searching for the next Harry, Ron and Hermione for a new Harry Potter TV series, and you could be a part of this exciting project. If you'll be aged between 9 and 11 by April and live in the UK or Ireland, we'd love for you to audition. To enter, send us two videos by Halloween. In the first video, perform a short 30-second poem or story. Make it fun, bold, and full of energy. Speak clearly and confidently. In the second video, talk about yourself. Wear whatever you like, but make sure the video shows your head and shoulders clearly against a plain background. Remember, a great audition will show off your unique personality and enthusiasm. For more details, visit www.warnerbrothers.com. Good luck, future Hogwarts stars.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
A teenage pop fan named Davina has been making hundreds of friendship bracelets for people in care homes in London. After her 92-year-old great-grandmother, Maisie, loved the bracelet she made for her, Davina was inspired to spread this trend to pop fans of all ages. Pop fans around the world have been trading bracelets at concerts for a long time as a way to make new friends. Davina has now created 600 bracelets, spending over 200 hours on this skillful project. She even plans to include her friends from her school in Manchester so that they can make even more. Davina is especially excited about her upcoming trip to Liverpool, where she plans to attend a local pop concert and share her passion with other pop fans. She also plans to visit care homes in the city to hand out bracelets to the people and staff there. Davina said that many older people don't have family making things for them. She wanted to ensure they feel part of the excitement. With her unique project, Davina is bringing people together through friendship and music, making this concert season unforgettable.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
A teenage pop fan named Davina has been making hundreds of friendship bracelets for people in care homes in London. After her 92-year-old great-grandmother, Maisie, loved the bracelet she made for her, Davina was inspired to spread this trend to pop fans of all ages. Pop fans around the world have been trading bracelets at concerts for a long time as a way to make new friends. Davina has now created 600 bracelets, spending over 200 hours on this skillful project. She even plans to include her friends from her school in Manchester so that they can make even more. Davina is especially excited about her upcoming trip to Liverpool, where she plans to attend a local pop concert and share her passion with other pop fans. She also plans to visit care homes in the city to hand out bracelets to the people and staff there. Davina said that many older people don't have family making things for them. She wanted to ensure they feel part of the excitement. With her unique project, Davina is bringing people together through friendship and music, making this concert season unforgettable.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.